Hello, my name is Milton Jones. I want to thank you for joining us here at Fresh Steps for You. Our goal each time is to feed you with knowledge and understanding so you can order your steps according to the Word of God to live your best life yet. Now, last time we were talking about, hey, God had formed a man, and he took the man who he formed and he placed him in the Garden of Eden. So he formed a man, he provided a house for the man, and then he's going to give this man some instructions. Man, God is so, he's so awesome. It says this in Genesis chapter 2, verse number 15. It says this. It says, then the Lord took the man and he put him in the garden. And what did he tell him to do? He says, I want you to cultivate it, and I want you to keep it. I want you to guard it. But then God also gave him some guidelines. God, see, this is the thing. So many people want God to do so many things for him, but you got to understand, with God, everything comes with a purpose, and it also comes with guidelines. Why does it come with guidelines? Because if you operate outside of those guidelines, which means you're operating outside of the kingdom of God's way of doing things, then you get yourself over into another system, and you're expecting God's results, even though you're not doing things God's way. Let's find out what he said to Adam. He says, Adam, he says, I'm commanding you. It didn't say it was a suggestion. It didn't say, Adam, if you felt like it. Didn't say, man, if you think it's cool. He says, Adam, I'm commanding you, saying, of every tree of the garden, you may freely eat. Man, you all these trees up in here, you can freely eat of them. He says, but that one tree, there is one tree, I'm telling you. He says, and that's the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. He says, you shall not eat of it. For in the day that you make a decision to eat of that tree, which I'm telling you not to eat of, you shall surely die. Now, is he talking about physical death? Physical death would be the result eventually, but it wasn't right away. When he's talking about dying, he says the relationship between you and I would end. And you operating according to my kingdom of God way of doing things would change, and you would end up operating according to a totally different system, a totally different kingdom. And he's telling Adam why, because see, Adam can only operate based off of stuff that he knows. But see, how many people know God has the 5,000 foot view, and he's seeing things you and I can't see? So when he says, hey, I'm putting you on this job, and this is going to be your assignment while you're on every job, stop looking at your job like a job. Look at your job as an assignment. This is my assignment. And God will tell you what your assignment is on that job. You know, he wants you to represent him well on that job. And he's also going to give you guidelines what not to do while you're on that job. Why? Because he knows as long as you operate within the guidelines he gives you, you're going to continue to operate according to his way of doing things. And there's no limit in the kingdom of God. But when you operate outside of those limits, when you violate those commands, that's what happens. You're turning on a different system. And in that system, there are limits. So God tells the man, hey, I'm going to give you a command. I'm giving you a purpose. Cultivate it, keep it, but don't eat it at one tree. My name is Milton Jones. I want to thank you for joining us here again at Fresh Steps for You. We'll see you next time. Have a great day. Bye-bye.